This is VOA News via remote. I'm Joe Palca. President Donald Trump has signed an executive order on policing in communities in response to the death of George Floyd and protests across the nation calling for police reform.
Fighting for a cause like we seldom get the chance to fight for. We have to find common ground.
A senior administration official said the main piece will be creating certification bodies to train officers on de-escalation techniques and use force standards. In addition to the reaction by the tragic death of George Floyd in Minneapolis, Atlanta on Friday night was the scene of another horrifying moment. Jennifer King of Associated Press has more on the shooting of Rayshard King.
Atlanta police body and dash cameras recorded the final moments of Rayshard Brooks' life. Brooks was shot in the back and killed as he ran away after struggling with officers and seized a stun gun from one of them. At a news conference with tearful family members, Brooks' niece, Chastity Evans, said police should have shown more compassion.
No one walking this green earth expects to be shot and killed like trash in the street for falling asleep in a drive-thru.
Thousands of protesters marched on Georgia's Capitol. Atlanta Mayor Keisha Lance Bottoms says she's issuing a series of orders to work with the police department to immediately adopt new use of force policies.
This is the beginning.
I'm Jennifer King.
Meanwhile, from South Africa, the grandson of Nelson Mandela, Nkosi Mandela, spoke earlier today.
Send our condolences to the Floyd as well as the Brooks family for their loss. Their loss is not only a loss directly to them as the families concerned, but to African Americans around the world and to Africans.
This is VOA News. The U.S. Supreme Court ruled yesterday that federal employment laws protect LGBTQ workers from discrimination. In a landmark 6-3 decision, the court ruled that an employer who fires an individual merely for being gay or transgender violates the Civil Rights Act of 1964. Conservative Chief Justice John Roberts and fellow conservative Neil Gorsuch, who was appointed to the bench by President Trump, joined the majority opinion. South Korean officials say North Korea has followed through on its threat to destroy the de facto inter-Korean embassy just north of the border. Charles de Ledesma has this report for Associated Press.
The move sharply raises tensions on the Korean Peninsula amid deadlocked nuclear diplomacy with the U.S. Seoul's unification ministry says the building in a North Korean border town was destroyed early afternoon, but gave no further details. News agency photos showed smoke rising from what appeared to be a complex of buildings, the agency saying the area was part of a now-shuttered industrial park where the liaison office was located. The North had earlier threatened to demolish the office as it stepped up its fiery rhetoric over Seoul's failure to stop activists from flying propaganda leaflets across the border. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
China's military today demanded that India immediately stop all infringements and provocative actions against China and return to dialogue to resolve their disagreements following reports of a border clash. The remarks by Zhang Shuli, the spokesman for the Chinese Western Theater Command, were published by Chinese state media and the military's official newspaper following reports of a clash between Indian and Chinese troops that India called a violent face-off on the disputed border between the two countries. India's army said three soldiers were killed in Monday's clash. The European Union on Tuesday voiced grave concern about U.S. President Donald Trump's June 11th decision to authorize sanctions against the International Criminal Court, saying any punitive measures were unacceptable and unprecedented. The bloc, whose trade and security ties are intertwined with the United States, also said the move showed how the rule-based international order is facing increased pressure and allusion to President Trump's withdrawal from other treaties and accords. President Trump has authorized U.S. economic and travel sanctions against employees of the Hague-based ICC involved in an investigation into whether American forces committed war crimes in Afghanistan. More than 8 million people have now been infected with the coronavirus worldwide, with more than 435,000 deaths. Via remote, I'm Joe Palca, and this is VOA News.